This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl, everybody. Two words, people. Two words. Holiday and shopping. And now two more words. Seasonal and workers. And look, just because three makes it a trend, here's two more words. Labor and market. We are just now settling into fall, but it's around this time of year that companies do start hiring all those seasonal workers. The National Retail Federation says retail alone hires something near 500,000 temporary workers for the holiday season in this economy. Numbers might be smaller this year, though. Walmart's seasonal hire this year is going to be about 40,000 people, down from 150,000 last year. Hello, uncertain economy and a still tight labor market. So about all that, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going.
A story about seasonal hiring would usually start with me introducing a worker who's weighing lots of job offers, or one who can't get any, or with a company on a hiring spree. Instead, I'm going to introduce you to my inbox and all the emails I got from companies declining interview requests.
Hi, Kristen.
Dear Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you for reaching out.
Thanks for reaching out. We aren't able to participate at this time.
It's still a bit early for us on this topic.
Nothing additional to share outside of our hiring article here.
Okay.
And this press release says nothing about how many people they're actually hiring.
This is unusual. September is when data often comes out about seasonal workers. But Andy Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says there's little movement so far.
We haven't quite seen a lot of announcements yet because we're just in a touch of an uncertain moment.
Right now, retailers feel a bit paralyzed. Consumer spending is strong, but companies aren't sure that'll hold through the holidays because inflation has been so sticky, and they're worried a recession is coming.
They don't want to get into a bidding war over talent heading into a crash, right? It's looming on a lot of their minds.
The bidding war he's referring to is the very tight labor market. Unemployment is at 3.7%, and hiring is especially competitive for consumer-facing businesses looking for hourly workers. Matthew Lavery is the director of talent acquisition at UPS, which is hiring 100,000 seasonal workers this year, with wages ranging from $16 to $30 an hour.
I mean, in the hourly space, people aren't just applying to our job. They're applying to 10 jobs, and there's competition. And I think in some cases, they're shopping.
UPS's strategy to win workers is speed. The company has slimmed its online hiring process down to 25 minutes from application to job offer. 80% of its seasonal jobs won't even require an interview. And to UPS, this is not just some stab-in-the-dark strategy. It's a science.
The quicker that we can get to a job offer to a candidate, the more likely they are to start with us.
50% more likely. And that matters when it's taking UPS 15% longer to fill positions than in past years. Michaels, the arts and crafts chain, is opting for a different strategy. It's hiring 15,000 workers, that's 5,000 less than last year, and promising them more hours. Mary Lynch is a regional director.
It definitely helps us to hire fewer people, and it helps you to keep team members, right? They're here to earn money. The more folks you hire, it spreads the hours out much thinner.
Lynch didn't say this, but it's also a strategy that could theoretically allow a company to downshift hours if sales don't end up being so strong. Alan Benson, a labor professor at the University of Minnesota, thinks more companies will play it conservative this year.
They might try to keep a leaner ship and then try to make more adjustments on the fly rather than overshoot, promise wage increases, promise big signing bonuses, and then fall short if indeed the holiday season isn't as hot as they may hope.
For now, it's a bit of a cat and mouse game. Wait it out a bit longer and see how the economy goes before promising to hire. But wait too long and, well, all the good workers might be snapped up. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.